520 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, don't use that other one. Don't use that other word. By the way, Rich Herrera just texted me. He's the host of Richmond's Morning News. He's down, heading back from somewhere. He's going to drop by Monument Ave, see what's going on over there. My beloved Flying Squirrels, as you know, I think I've got one of the best merch games in the business, and I'm looking at a whole slew of stuff that I need. I need some of these throwback caps. Gosh, just beautiful. The Richmond Virginians, I never even knew about them. And they're doing all of this stuff, and we've only got a handful of games left. Well, Megan Angstadt is joining us. She's part of the Squirrels operation over there. She's going to bring us up to speed. Megan, thank you for being here.
What's up, Jeff? It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to have you spend some time with us. How many games have we got left in this season?
It's crazy. There are only 27 games remaining at the Diamond.
That is crazy. But you guys just started, what is it, a 9-game homestand?
So starting tomorrow, we're out of the All-Star break now. The boys are back in town. And starting tomorrow, we've got 9 games in 10 days for you.
Jeez. All right, well, I'll take it because I love the squirrels. I can't get enough squirrels. So that's,
right? Yeah.
That's good.
We got all the rain out of the way last week, and we're going to have a fun weekend. Kicking off tomorrow and Saturday is one of our most impactful weekends that we have every year. It's our Richmond 34 Legacy Weekend. So super excited to have some members and family members of Richmond, the Richmond 34, to be able to tell that story is always incredible, and we recognize them with some specialty jerseys. We'll have them telling their stories throughout the game, and just always a really amazing and impactful weekend. And then, of course, Saturday we've got fireworks to round it all out.
Oh, I love it. You guys put on a great show. Is this or is this not the last year for the Diamond? Because I told everybody, hey, we've only got 20 games left, and then it's going to be something else. But is it or is it?
You're correct. This is it, the last season at the Diamond, which is why I heard you talking about the merch. We're doing a lot of throwback things, kind of recognizing all the amazing baseball that's been played here at the Diamond with our throwback nights. And yes, that merch has been flying off the shelves. We're pretty pumped about it. But we got to kind of lean into the nostalgia of it being the last year at this home of the Diamond.
550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, getting a number of reports now about Monument Ave, and none of them bad. What it looks like, according to everybody, including our very own Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News, who went out of his way to head down there and just take a look. People are standing on the side, and I can't tell you exactly what everybody is or is not protesting or supporting or against or what have you, but here's the most important part, it appears. The roads are not blocked. So, you support what they're supporting, give them a honk, you don't, keep driving, whatever. But it apparently is not actually impacting traffic or the commute or anything else. So, that's great. Okay, we'll keep you up to date tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Make sure you tune in to Rich, and I know he will be sharing what he saw and didn't see tonight. A little bit earlier, we had Megan Angstadt from the Squirrels on, and we were just getting ready to talk about the new ballpark, because we only have 27 games left at the Diamond. And our interwebs they stopped working down there at the Radio Factory, but they're back. We got a fresh hamster. We are all good to go. So happy that Megan was able to squeeze us back in. Megan, I apologize for that. Thank you for jumping back on.
I'm happy you could squeeze me back in. We're back. We're good.
Oh, absolutely. So before we were so rudely interrupted, you and I were chatting about the fact with only 27 games left.
Yeah, the summer's flying by.
Oh, are there any tickets left? Because I got to think people want to be there for some of the games.
Richmond is just always the most supportive community and fan base. We love it. It's amazing. But we do have tickets available for this weekend. We got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday's actually going to be a 5:05 game this weekend, trying to beat the heat a little bit and doing some Sunday fun day evening games. So 3 chances this weekend for people to come out and join us, and there's tickets available for all 3 nights. And then we have games next week as well. So that last game, though, Sunday, September 14th, is the last game of the regular season, and that one is starting to fill up. So if people want to join the last game at the Diamond, they should get their tickets now for sure.
Wow. Now, wait, so September the 14th, the
yep.
last ever regular season game.
Regular season game. We hopefully, you know, might make some playoffs, but that's the last scheduled game as of right now. So we're going to do it big. Yep, for sure.
Can you give us just, I don't know, a tiny little sneak peek? Because I got to figure that's going to be gigantic.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting. We did actually do a contest for the number one Flying Squirrels fan from the past 15 years, and we released who it is. His name's Ray Edwards. He's been a season ticket holder since day one with us, and we're actually going to turn him into a bobblehead, and we're going to give away the bobblehead on the last game. It's our fan appreciation day, too, so lots of prizes and giveaways for everybody that comes out. And then fans will all have the chance to come out on the field following the game that day, and we're going to have a little play catch on the field for everybody that wants to come hang out on the field at the Diamond after the game.
Wow, I love that. Now, what was the name of this gentleman again? Ray?
Ray Edwards, longtime season ticket holder, number one fan.
Well, now here's the thing, Megan. Ray is not actually going to be able to make it that day. No, I just got a text.
Yeah, oh, you did. Okay, no, okay. We need to fill in.
Yeah, there was some sort of miscalculation in the counting, clearly, because you're talking to the biggest Squirrels fan and certainly in the last 15 years.
Oh, I love
years.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're awesome. Well, we need a Jeff Katz bobblehead.
Yes, you do. And it has to be wearing Parney pants. That's my only requirement.
Of course.
I love it. Well, why don't you
It's so fun to celebrate, but we're excited for the new ballpark. Super excited.
I was going to say, many of us who have spent a long time at the Diamond love the Squirrels.
Yes.
But CarMax Park is looking like, man, that's going to be pretty cool.
It's just going to be a game changer for not just baseball fans, but the community. You know, it's going to be a venue where we can hold events 365 days a year. So just an awesome opportunity for the community to be able to hold events there for fans who do come out to get a whole new experience, getting to sit in the outfield, catch a home run ball. It's going to be so different, a lot more accessible. You know, not as many stairs. The Diamond has such unique character, but we're excited for it to be a lot more accessible for all fans to come and enjoy.
That is one of the most beautiful things, Megan. Now, you may or may not know, I have a severely disabled daughter and pretty active in the disability community. So we all love the Squirrels. We love the Diamond, but can be quite a challenge. So this
for sure.
new accessible part of CarMax Park, man, it just opens it up to so many of us. So thank you.
Yeah, literally a game changer. We're looking forward to it.
All right, well, you better give the website, because with 27 games left, this last chance for anybody to get down there. Where do we go to get those tickets?
Absolutely. SquirrelsBaseball.com is our website. You can get tickets right online there, and then follow us on all the social media, at Grow Squirrels, for all the up-to-date information, when we have games, and all the fun stuff we have going on.
I love it. And what about the merch? Can we get that online as well? Because
You sure can.
Oh, okay.
All right. SquirrelsBaseball.com for the merch as well.
SquirrelsBaseball.com. Because, you know, here's the deal. You know, I'm married into a Red Sox family. So for me to wear something that...
I'm sorry.
You fall in love. You can't tell me who I'm going to love, right? She's a Red Sox.
I get it.
So I don't know that I could wear a shirt that has a pseudo Yankees logo, like for the Richmond Virginians. But
the
I'm
Virginians, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, it's the nostalgia, the throwbacks, right? And it's all from right here in Richmond.
I love it. Well, listen, we do love the Squirrels. I've loved the Squirrels.
Thank
as
you.
Long as I've been in town. You guys are amazing. Everybody, top to bottom, side to side, there is world class. And I will see y'all at some point over the next 27
Absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Megan Angstadt from the Flying Squirrels. What a great lady. And congratulations to that gentleman who is the number one Squirrels fan. Hey, tomorrow morning, I just got a note from Rich Herrera. Governor Youngkin's going to be dropping by at 9 a.m., so make sure that you are listening to that. You know, I love the Gov, and I just think the world of him, so I'll be listening for sure. I want you to have a fantastic evening. Yes, there's a possibility of showers because it's summer in Central Virginia. Otherwise, have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.